Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, if you are listening to us on one of the radio affiliates across the country, I believe there's 159 of them. If you've not taken the time to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. Our schedule is set up over there. We're going to be in Arizona next week. It's going to be this week, January 4th at 6 p.m. in Surprise, Arizona at the Salvation Army Christian Center, 17420 North Avenue of the Arts, Surprise, Arizona, January 4th. People ask us all the time, where are you going to be? Folks, just go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, friends, if you'd like to go ahead and check us out on social media platforms, go to that page as well. Go to the top left side of the page, and you will see SOL Radio Live. Subscribe up on the top there as well, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. As President Andrew Jackson rightly stated, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Bingo. He's exactly right. Exactly right. It's called common law. Folks, I want to jump over to something really quick. Oh, and I wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. It's not starting off very good for Bradley Dean. This new year is going to be up to you, friends. Not starting off very good thus far. I'll tap into a little of what I was talking about yesterday to make sense of it. But before I do, I'm always trying to think about how I can break it down to make it more simple for people to understand what is happening in their country concerning politics, as usual. Everybody's complaining about the establishment, but yet if you watch Fox News and you watch all the networks, the conservative networks, friends, they're all propping up the network. Again, due to the fact that we're in the new year, I want to remind everybody, because there's probably a lot of new listeners right now, that there's over 1,000 presidential contenders, and all the narrative that you're getting from the mainstream media is 94% of that narrative is all propaganda. And again, put that up against Micah 6:16. But let me break it down this way. Anybody ever see the Harmon Globetrotters? You guys ever see this? The Harmon Globetrotters. I remember as a little kid, I remember seeing all those dudes on the basketball field, and it would be on Wide World of Sports or something cool like that. And that was a real treat to see these guys because of their antics and what they would do and their extraordinary abilities to make baskets and so on and so forth. But, you know, one of the things that most people don't realize is that the Harmon Globetrotters actually bring a team on the road with them. Did you guys know this? Did you guys know this? They're called the Washington Generals. This is the left versus the right. This is the Republicans versus the Democrats. Listen, this is the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Listen carefully. The Generals were formed in 1952 by Lewis Red Klotz, who served as an owner, player, and coach. When the Globetrotters, the Harlem Globetrotters owner Abe Saperstein invited Klotz to form a squad to accompany his team on tours, with a nod to Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Atlantic City-based Washington Generals were born. Now listen to the purpose of the General, the Washington Generals, okay? The Generals evolved from the Philadelphia Spas, a team that dates back to 1920s, as was sold in 1950 to Klotz, who played for the team in the 1940s. The whole purpose of the Washington Generals, the team that goes on the road with the Harlem Globetrotters, the Generals provided deliberately ineffective opposition as a foil for the Globetrotters' comedy routines. The Globetrotters' act often featured incredible coordination and skillful handling of one or more of the basketballs, such as passing or juggling balls between players, balancing or spinning balls on their fingers, and making unusual difficult shots. The Generals, on the other hand, would try to play a game of serious basketball in return. So if you put this up to the Washington Generals, the team that was purposely sent out with the Harlem Globetrotters to purposely lead, you're going to understand that that's the conservatives of the day. And what you call the left today, again, remember, constitutionally, none of this exists, but what you would call the left today would be the Washington Generals. Because the conservatives are trying to sell themselves as being the serious team, while on the other hand, the serious team, if you understand the purpose of the Washington Generals, is purposely set out to lose to the Harlem Globetrotters. Does this help anybody? 1-866-582-9933. Again, this is exactly politics as they're being played out today. Let me give you another example of this. Yesterday, I had a friend out from Michigan, and interestingly enough, we were having a conversation, and I had a thought, and I forgot the thought, but that thought that I forgot last night is applicable to this conversation right now. You guys all remember not too long ago the fight that they had, or the chicken sandwich wars, between that of Chick-fil-A and that of Popeyes, right? Well, what was interesting is people didn't realize that the people that owned Chick-fil-A sandwiches were also the same people that owned the Popeye chicken sandwiches. So the individual that was pulling the strings and trying to deceive the people as if to suggest it was a real warfare going between the two companies, most people didn't know it was the same owner. The same owner, in fact, that owned Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. That is politics to a T as to how it's being played out today. There's absolutely no difference. The losing team in the minds of the American people has now become the conservatives, when in fact, that's all set up to deceive the masses into believing that the minority, right, the minority, the Harlem Globetrotters, friends, are somehow or another in the majority, when the opposite is completely upside down. Americans, if you would listen to the details and the simplicity of the things that I bring forth, you would think completely in contrast to the way that you think today. You would think in an upright fashion, understanding that you have everything going for you and nothing against you. Matter of fact, Scripture tells us, if God be for us, who can be against us? And if we would take that simple faith and walk by faith and not by sight, we would understand, just like Elisha did, that everything is working for us and not against us, but we have to act accordingly. Cool? We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My goodness, folks, look at the people that they're appointing to Harvard College. This is One American News. Friends, look at this. These people are reprobate. When I was a little kid, I was taught that these people were backwards. Now they're being appointed to positions to influence the young people across the country. Harvard has no more credibility whatsoever. None in the present. Zero. They've lost all credibility. Just wanted to let you know, this is the reason why, only adding insult to injury once again. The Harvard president, I don't know if this is a boy or a girl, honestly I don't, but Harvard president resigns due to plagiarism. That means this individual right here, just like someone that would be backwards would do, this is a reprobate. They're left and abandoned to their own sin. Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. But this means that this individual right here stole someone else's speech and then used it in propping herself up or itself up in the hopes that people would believe that this person wrote it. Okay? But she resigned due to plagiarism and anti-Semitic backlash. It's the shortest tenure in school history. As a matter of fact, if you want to do a little due diligence to understand who we are and where we came from, you should go and check out the original slogan and motto for Harvard. It's all predicated on the Christian ministry and the congregants. That was the reason that these such as Princeton, Harvard, so on and so forth, this is the reason that these colleges were all over the country. As a matter of fact, 262 of the colleges across the country were raised up and purposed for raising up congregants for the work of the ministry globally during that particular time. That is in fact true. But again, I just wanted to let you know that this one again, whatever it may be, the Harvard president just resigned due to plagiarism and anti-Semitism and backlash, okay? So in other words, she wanted to go ahead and do whatever she wanted to do without any consequence. Apparently, it didn't fare very well. I don't know how that worked out, but it did. Interestingly enough, this is coming from the Daily Caller, lest someone should put this in my mouth like they did before, not saying any names, Rachel Maddow from MSNBC, not once but twice. But this president from Africa said that gay people bring a curse on nations and should be stoned in stadiums. This is the African president. Gay people bring curse on nations. This is, hey folks, gay people bringing a curse on themselves first and foremost and everything they touch is absolutely a fact. Read Leviticus 18:22. The Lord calls this an abomination, and there's a reason for it. Why? Because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to of the flesh reap corruption. And that's exactly what it is. They're worst own enemies. But again, what do we see? The report says gay people bring curse on nations and should be stoned in stadiums, African president says. In other words, you're not bringing them into our country. Look at this. Here's another one. This is from the Daily Caller, just bringing pertinent information to the people, because much of this is over completely being overlooked, censored, suppressed, whatever the case might be, because it's all eyes on Donald Trump and Joe Biden right now. And again, remember, there's 1,000 other presidential candidates that you haven't heard a word from. That should show you how controlled the narrative is. But aside of that, look at this distraction, folks, and it's a real one. Biden administration caught and released enough illegal immigrants at the border to fill more than 17 Yankee stadiums. Now, I want you to keep in mind, many of these agencies that were created, that we now have in the present, they're unconstitutional, but they were spawned out of what took place during September 11, 2001. And by the way, all those agencies that we now know of that were created, like the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, the TSA, they're all unconstitutional agencies. But now we see that they're all being used against the American people while the floodgates to illegals coming into America are wide open. Yesterday, I brought up the point, friends, that it was being reported. As a matter of fact, I even played the piece for you, that the controlled operative, Jason Chaffetz, was now anchoring the news over at Fox. It's interesting how that works, isn't it, friends? But it's very telling at the same time. But what was interesting is how they had the Ken Paxton, an attorney general, being interviewed, talking about how the said, listen carefully, the said president and his treasonous administration, Article 3, Section 3, also check out Luke 22:48. But he was highlighting the fact that Joe Biden and his criminal administration were working hand in glove, said this AG, with the drug cartels, the Mexican drug cartels. We brought this up before, but he just reiterated the point on another interview, making the American people aware of the fact that Joe Biden is given a free pass by 329.5 million people to work with the Mexican cartels to allure and to drive these illegals into America. Is there any other reason other than the fact that, well, we all know that they're male-aged, military-aged men? It sounds like it's a standing army to me, friends, because it's interesting when you look at these crowds, very far and few between will you see any women, very far and few between. Oh, I'm saying probably 1 to 2 per 100, okay? You hardly see any kids, but the mainstream media uses the kids, and they use DACA to open the door to place sympathies of the American people. But what's also interesting to note is many of those kids are missing, and they're being trafficked by your said government. And all this information is known to the American people. Now, I want to go back to this because I just highlighted the fact that this new year is going to be up to you, Americans, as to how you deal with the issues. Because if you fail to act, I can tell you right now, you and your country are being handed over to a bunch of foreigners under the judgments of God for not keeping his commandments. And if you want to get into some sort of theological debate, you want to go ahead and test your steel on this, please give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so you're seeing what's happening here. The Biden administration, again, for the 10,000th time, since we've known who Joe Biden and his criminal family are, and his administration are, in fact, in the present. But once again, Biden's criminal administration busted again, caught and released enough illegal immigrants at the border to fill more than 17 Yankee stadiums. Americans, I know that you've been taught to sit down. But that's not what your forefathers taught you. That's why in the colleges throughout the United States, they're demonizing your forefathers. And apparently the American people haven't taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence to educate their posterity, which would be me and you, to the fact that they did not tolerate the very things that their posterity today is tolerating in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word, folks. And I gotta say this because I want to get this new year kicked off the right way. But for all of you that stand by and you're apathetic and you're tolerant to the crimes that your children and yourselves are going to suffer because sooner or later it's coming to your front door, I want to tell you something. You don't deserve the freedoms that you have. I'll say it again. You do not deserve the freedoms that you have. Do you know how many men fought, bled, and died sacrificing themselves to give you the freedoms and liberties that you have today? And shame on you for standing by on the sideline doing absolutely nothing in the face of a treasonous administration that is working with the Mexican drug cartel and alluring illegals into the United States of America, hand in glove with every single governor in our union, every one of them. Americans, you act like they have a right to do what they're doing, when in fact they don't. Now, I want to highlight this because on the other side of this, what are they doing? Here's again, Jason Chaffetz. This is a congressional oversight individual. He's a controlled operative. He's been given a job over at Fox News, interestingly enough. Why? Because they got to keep the agenda going with the right people in place that will continuously sell out their own people. Jason Chaffetz just happens to be one of them. If you know anything about the Extortion 17, keep in mind Jason Chaffetz did his best to do a cover-up to make sure that the families were never told the truth concerning what happened to their boys when that C-4 fell to the ground, was shot down to the ground. That was a trade-off is what it was, friends, under the Barack Hussein criminal administration. But interestingly enough, what are they talking about? They're talking about, well, you're being invaded right now. They're talking about the trajectory that we've never seen before. On guess who? Donald Trump. Isn't it amazing, just in time, in the midst of all of this, look at how the court dates are coming so quick for Trump. Look at how the victories are coming so quickly for Donald Trump. Somebody just asked me yesterday, Bradley, what's your affinity with Donald Trump? Absolutely nothing. I'm trying to ask you that question. What's your affinity with him? Why are you trying to defend the undefensible? Hey, folks, remember what Albert Pike said. Listen carefully. When the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. When the people need a hero, said the devil and his minions, we will deliver him up. Americans, have you caught on yet? Have you caught on to the fact that you're the pawn on their board and that you're being laughed at every step of the way? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The death toll after the earthquakes in Japan's risen to 48 as people there continue to take shelter on high ground. At the same time, we're learning Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries from this. Initially reported as a 4.3 magnitude quake, it was later adjusted to 4.1. The truck driver involved in the head-on collision that killed Dixie Chicks founding member Laura Lynch could be facing criminal charges. A sergeant with the Texas Department of Public Safety told TMZ they're awaiting results of drug and alcohol tests that were taken of the truck driver. Investigators say the driver got into Lynch's lane while attempting to pass two vehicles. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Chris calling in from Virginia. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, sir. I was just going to ask you if you could talk about Nigeria and maybe the comparison of our situation to what's going on over there.
Okay. Okay, well, for right now, I got here. I'll let you go ahead and see it. If you can see me on social media platforms, there's about, 15 tabs up on the top right now, things that I need to cover today. Hopefully in a future show we can do that, Chris, and we'll go ahead and do our best to address those issues if they concern what's going on here. One of the things that I do have to say, and I see this quite a bit, and I'm not backhanding you, Chris, but I do want to say this. We're not going to be able to go ahead and fix anybody else's country until we're first able to fix ours. And one of the things that's bothered me greatly over the last couple months is the American people not understanding that Israel is a people. It's not geographically a piece of land. It's a people. It's the children of Jacob that are Israel. Remember, Jacob was Israel. Remember, that was his surname. He was renamed. And when we're talking about Israel, it's us, we the people. Well, the American people have taken on the fact that Israel needs to be defended. They need to be protected. This, that, and the other thing. And what's interesting to note about all that is the interest that the American people have taken to go ahead and protect everything about what they've been told about Israel, not understanding that it's their government that is funding the Palestinians and funding the Israeli war, as they call it. People don't realize this yet. They're the ones pulling the strings. They're the ones calling forth the war. And here are the American peoples telling everybody how they're supposed to live their life over in Israel, yet in their own backyard, their crimes are so heinous that they stink to high heaven, and they haven't taken notice to it. And it's one of the things that I say online when I see people that go ahead and parrot this nonsense. I say, why don't you go ahead and take care of your own country before you worry about someone else's country? And again, I'm not backhanding you, Chris. I'm talking more so about this Palestinian nonsense and this Israeli nonsense that the mainstream media has everybody averted to once again, right on cue. And how easily the people are controlled. And how easily the people are distracted. They just take everything that the mainstream media has to say, and yet they're the first ones to tell you they don't believe a thing that they say, but yet they're parroting everything that the liars through the propaganda media are continuously promulgating. And it's a hypocrisy that the whole world can see. This is why the American people are completely laughed at. And again, let me say this. Americans, take care of your own backyard before you start worrying about someone else's backyard. It's not for us anywhere in the Constitution, nor is it for government, our representative government, to police the world on any front, on any level. None. Zero. Zilch. You're just following the lead, doing whatever you're told, blindly following behind the rally call once again from the government that you talk about to your friends as to how corrupt they are, but yet you're right there, lock and step, following right behind them every given step of the way. A bunch of hypocrites is what we have in this country. That's exactly what we have. Prove otherwise. Prove otherwise. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to go ahead and segue into our next piece here. And then I'll go ahead and recap on some of the things that we were talking about yesterday for a moment, because I don't think people understand what just took place at the Supreme Court when they went and rendered the law null and void. I want to show this video to you really quick, and I'm not going to put any audio because it's Chinese, but this is national news. This is the sudden death of a renowned actress, Kathy Chow, and her previous involvement in promoting the vaccines. China's calling for a new world order. Russia's calling for a new world order. This is all spawned out of America under George Bush, who called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. I wonder how that's working out for him now. The fact of the matter, read Romans 6:23. The fact of the matter is, folks, I want you to go ahead and pay attention to what they're, again, trying to do their best to conceal from the American people and people on a worldwide basis. This is what's going on in China right now. The one that was promoting the Chinese vaccines in, obviously, China there.
Now, more information has emerged. First,
okay, now obviously we can't read none of this, but this is her medical record, and she died from taking one of the experimental jabs. Statistically, we showed you last week what was being reported in the UK concerning the deaths of those that fell to the deceptive measures of repeat criminals like that of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the NIH, and the CDC and the WHO. Americans don't pay attention, and this is exactly why they do what they do, because of the short-term memories of the people on this earth. They do it again, and they do it again, and they do it again. And what do we see? We see them promote a crisis, only to find out that they're the ones responsible for the crisis. And then we allow them to go ahead and re-engage, setting another crisis, and then attacking innocent people once again through different facets, under different guises. But it's all the same people doing the same biddings. Now, the last pandemic we've endured, we all know it's been a pandemic. There's no question about it. Statistically, we played a video just the other day from the UK showing all of the people that died in different countries from all over the world. Again, that was all concealed from we the people in this country. Okay? Just want to make sure you're clear about it. Well, in knowing how many people have died from the experimental jabs, you want me to say it again? That have died from the experimental jabs. Nobody's dying. Nobody's sick. Nobody's having any adverse side effects concerning those that haven't taken it. Do the math. And again, during the break, they were promoting it again. That means, Americans, they're going to re-engage. Your tolerance and your apathy is adding strength to more of their tyrannies, and they're going to re-engage on a different day, and next time, it might be the last one that you'll ever face on this earth. And then it will fall to your kids, and then it will fall to your grandkids if these bad guys are not dealt with, okay? Well, I wanted to show you this, because just the other day, which was 2 days ago, I'd received this, and it's interesting. I highlighted the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Supreme Court once again shows where its loyalties lie, and it's not with the people that they are to serve. Okay? So we all know that the 9 unelected bureaucrats that sit on the Supreme Court bench are appointed and not elected by we the people. We know that that's a fact. Okay? We also know that it's their job to merely discover and apply the laws that have been in place for over 250 years. Okay? Just getting you caught up from yesterday's show. Now, just like the president, they are to faithfully execute the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. That's found in Article 2, Section 3. And I want you to hear it for yourself, that they are to faithfully execute the laws found within the U.S. Constitution, not without. Okay? Yet we find time and time again where they are advocating that which is clearly and diametrically opposed to the law that is to be upheld in protecting the people by condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. That's the purpose of law, right? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Judges constitutionally are to hold their offices during good behavior. It's exactly what it says. Listen carefully. The judges both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. The judicial power shall extend to all cases, this is important that you hear this, in law and equity arising under this Constitution, the laws of the United States and treaties made or which shall be made under their authority. None other. Everything is outside of their scope of authority. The American people never delegated that authority to their limited representative governments, okay, and the representative government. Now, under the Supremacy Clause, which is found in Article 6, Section 2, listen carefully, it's important that you hear it, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, goes to, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. In other words, anything that stands in contrast to the laws, right, which define their duties is to discover and apply the law that are found within, not without. If they act outside of their scope of authority, the American people are to remove them lawfully, Article 2, Section 4, and they are to prosecute them. If you're looking for the answers as to bring about resolve this New Year's, I just gave it to you times 10,000 times over. Don't sit there and tell me how you want things to be brought to resolve without you, yourself, acting upon the provision that our forefathers gave us, because it is all there. So in short, what we're finding concerning the Supreme Court, in contrast, who are warring against the Constitution and tearing down the Constitution and their said duties, they are found to be justifying the wicked and they are condemning the righteous, which the Lord calls an abomination. What you see on the bench right now is an abomination. They're appointed, every one of them is sold out to protect the interests of those within. In other words, what we're seeing is that the Supreme Court are the foxes set within to protect what? The chicken coop. That's exactly what they are. That's why we never see any justice. Why? Because Americans somehow or another believe that the Supreme Court justice, whatever they say, goes in contrast to law. You, my friends, are sadly mistaken. What, can a cop arbitrarily change the law when he feels like he can because he wants to, because he thinks for some reason or another he is now a law unto himself? Absolutely not. And again, over the weekend, I highlighted the fact that the American people have been led to believe somehow or another that this unconstitutional party system, that they become a law unto themselves, when in fact it's all rubbish. It's all all null and void. So Americans, instead of the burden of proof being laid on to me to explain to you, I'm asking you, where is it that the Supreme Court gets the authority to go ahead and misconstrue and tear down the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws found within?
The Sons of Liberty.
I'll be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elko, Tennessee. And I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take this phone call from California really quick. And we got Sean calling in from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Sean?
Hey, I was just wanting to know as far as, like, you know, people that, you know, they got to take care of their own things in their own backyard before they go, you know, even trying to help other people. But
yeah,
you got the Muslim call to prayer going on in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Yep.
And that state's a mess. So why aren't you just staying there?
I'm just
trying to ask an honest question.
Yeah, and have you taken the time to go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com?
I've listened to you for 15 years, man.
Okay, so I was the guy on the front page of the paper in Minneapolis.
I know all about that.
Okay, well, is there something
now in what's going on now in Minnesota? Has anything been solved?
Oh, okay, is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I mean, like the whole going around the United States and stuff, I'm just curious what successes and what you're... What's going on in Minnesota?
And you know what?
Resolved.
Yep, and I totally live this every day of my life.
Right.
I honestly live this. And it's like one of the things that I continuously go back to the Lord with. And it's like, Lord, the church is called to bring the answers to the world. What else do I need to do? And I'm not talking about questions.
Well, you got into the guy wanting to ask the correlations between Kenya and the United States or whatever, and, you know, so I just thought about that. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, Yeah. There's all these things that people need to take care of in their own backyard before they go even out the gate.
Yeah, and I totally agree. In answering that, I'll go there with you. When you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, folks, I mean, we're going all over the country because what we're doing is we're being used by the Lord to wake people up. I mean, outside of the 365 high schools I've done in 25 different states, outside of the fact that every single month we're being spent, me and my cult following, my family, are out there being spent reaching out to other groups of people and pockets of people across the country taking care of what's going in our own backyard, I got to come to the conclusion that I can do nothing more for the people than what I am doing for the people. Now, there's a lot of things that are going on, Sean, that I'm working on behind the scenes, and I'm talking about law enforcement, I'm talking about meeting with prosecutors, I'm talking about meeting with judges, and what I continuously find is every road that I go, every road that I continuously plow down, I'm finding men that have become cowards that have turned in the day of the battle. And it's like my function is I'm a preacher. This is what I do. It's my job to follow the Christ. And the only thing I can do is tell people, listen, this has worked for me. The Lord's never failed us. He's giving us what we're willing to fight for. And in the process of doing that, I can't do anything more for you. Listen, Sean, right now you have 329.5 million people sitting down watching a treasonous individual do business with the Mexican drug cartel and alluring them over into our backyard. I didn't know at that point I needed to spark anybody up or to do anything for those people, because you would think that if they truly love their God, their country, and their brothers, and not in that order, they would already be out there doing the stuff, defending themselves and to protect their future and handing the baton off onto their posterity. But again, when it comes back to me, man, I am telling you, because again, I put that to myself constantly. We're called to be builders and repairers of the breach. We as the church are called to bring the answers to the world. Sean, I've been doing that for 25 years. That's all I've been doing for 25 years. And I want to say this in all fairness to who we are. I didn't apply for this job. I'm just responding to the job giver. And the fact of the matter is, when I see what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross, I didn't need anybody to motivate me. I'm being led of the Spirit of God to get out there and awaken the dead church. And that's why I just wrote a 300-page book called The Children of the Apostate, on top of the fact that I just wrote a book called All the Prophets Were Pointing to the Front of the Church. And then right before that one, I also wrote The Soldier of the Cross. So outside of doing what we're doing, I don't know what else I can do, Sean, because my candle's burning on every end, and even which are not a part of the candle itself. And again, I'm not trying to defend myself. I'm just trying to say, listen, judge me by my fruit. And hopefully I can point you over to sonsoflibertyradio.com so you can do just that, because there you're going to only find nothing but fruit. And what is the objective of the heart? What is the Lord's heart, men? Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. That's what we do everywhere we go. And that is what this whole radio show, this is not talk radio. This is do radio. And this has been do radio since day one. And so when Sean just called me and told me about what's going on in our backyard, listen, there's circles of people that are making other people aware of what's going on. I just had Eric Lucero on the radio show. I felt that I pushed him pretty hard to start calling forth and drawing forth the articles of impeachment. The week before, I had Walter Hudson. And then the week before, that was Minnesota. That's my backyard. I get about 56 high schools in my backyard. I go out there and I get involved with the people, but the people don't understand that this is not a third world country that's under attack right now, that it's they themselves that are under attack by their said representative government, as Attorney General Ken Paxton just said. So what would you expect of me outside of everything I just told you? Because I don't know what more we can do. We are doing everything lawfully that we can do. And I was going to go back and say as well, talking to Sean from California in response to his question, the week before that I had a representative that was under fire for exposing voter fraud in Arizona. Yeah. So I am practicing what I'm preaching by working in my own circuit and then going outside of that. And what I'd like to know is when people put me into question, can I see your website? Can I listen to your radio show? Can I see the basket that you're supposed to have fruit in? Because it's easy for people to point their finger, but I can tell you, in this ministry, we have never one time asked anybody to do for us what we were not first willing to do for ourselves. And that is the fruit of this ministry. And it's always been the fruit of this ministry, and it will always be the fruit of this ministry. Outside of the fact that there's created insurrection going on right now by the mainstream media and that of corrupt politicians, I mean, it's just a matter of contact. And I know a lot of people on social media platforms talk about this. It's just a matter of contact. And I want to make people clear and kind of shifting a little bit, but trying to say the same thing. Folks, the war started a long time ago. That's why we've been in the center of it. And I know to many people that that is very surreal to them. Why? Because they're spectators. They're spectators. That's why it's surreal. But I'll tell you what, when you're on the field of life concerning the straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Acts 14:22, it goes from surreal to very real. That warfare is very real. And until you experience that warfare, you're never gonna experience the life that Christ gives unto his kids. So, and that's where you bear the fruit to his glory. That's found in John 15:8 as well. Matthew 5:16 as well. Read those scriptures when you get a moment. And you're supposed to judge all men by their fruit. So Matthew 7:16. So going back to Sean a little bit, I kind of feel like you were pointing the finger at me, almost like saying, you know, you weren't, why don't you practice what you preach? It's like, dude, you have no idea. You have no idea. Speaking of the Muslims, man, I'm telling you what, there's a lot of people in the state right now watching that front. And by the way, I just got done preaching in St. Louis Park, Minnesota at SEGO. That is after just getting back 2-3 weeks ago from Michigan after being there 50 times in the last 3 years. Okay, and now we're off on to Arizona. Well, I'll be there for a day on January 4th. Then we're going to be in California. Then we're going to come right back into Minnesota. And then we're going to be hitting another path. Because what's happening is America falls to the judgments of the Most High God and they become more real. Read Amos 4. All of a sudden, this ministry becomes, it's put into demand by the people. You see what happens? People love the ministry, and then when they're afraid, and then when they're not afraid anymore, they go out. They're fair-weathered friends that the devil can't even use. See, but what happens when the Lord's judgment drops upon them, they come back to the ministry. And you know what they say 9 times out of 10, folks? Oh, my goodness, that's exactly what happened. Oh, my goodness, that's exactly right. Oh, my goodness, that's exactly what you're talking about. Yep, the Holy Ghost knows which way to go. And we get to sit in the driver's seat as we let him steer whatever it is that he wants to steer. And I'm not going to call it a ship because it's not that big. Hey, folks, we're small in number, but I'll tell you what. Those that are with God, as John Knox rightly said, are always in the majority, and that's where we're going to stand. And that's where we're going to continuously walk until we take our last breath. And by the grace of God, my friends, we're not moving. We're not moving at all. And I do want to say one more thing. When our friend called from New York, I didn't feel that I was backhanding him because I kept reiterating the fact that I wasn't backhanding him. I was highlighting the fact that there's too many people out there trying to save the butt of another country where they're continuously overlooking their own people in their backyard. I mean, it's shameful conduct. Folks, we're going to pick this up again tomorrow. We're going to pick this up again tomorrow. Thank you for the phone calls, guys. I love you by what we do. If we want to have a good New Year, friends, we better make it good. And the only way that we can do that is by obeying the good God that we serve in Jesus' name. Amen. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.